It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
We're going to roll right into tee it up. So I've said my part. Now Thomas and Chris get to say theirs. They get to tee up a topic and they get to hit it off the tee. So who are we going to start with? We're going to start with Thomas.
I can go first.
All right,
yeah,
Thomas,
sure.
The floor is yours. You have 30 seconds to a minute to
tee it up. I feel like I've been teed up all morning long.
It's that coffee.
Let's keep it going. I'm going to tee it up on Kevin Durant returning to OKC for the first time tonight. Man, this boy, not man, Kevin Durant, he hired extra security for tonight while going home to Oklahoma. Three times as much security than he normally has.
He hired like armed guards.
I mean, that necessary, Kevin Durant? You are 6'11". NBA player, who's going to mess with you? I don't get it. But also, Kevin Durant was the guy that nobody thought would leave. Nobody thought Kevin Durant was going to leave. Everybody thought Westbrook to LA was a sure thing. Now, Westbrook is the guy staying. There's this aura that everybody is seeing Oklahoma fans as like the happy-go-lucky. They won't boo him. They love Kevin Durant. No, they are fans just like every other city. And they're going to boo the heck out of Kevin Durant tonight. And they should. They are deservedly should boo this guy. Who leaves a team? You've been to the finals with OKC. Now you had a chance. You should have been in the finals last year. You should have beat the Warriors. But then you choke. You blow it. And then you go to that team that you lose to. You could have beat them. You could have stayed and beat them again this year. Instead, you choose to leave. What do you expect from these Oklahoma fans? They better boo. And he better expect it.
Well, here's the other side of this. I think that he was fed up with losing. He wanted to win, and that's why he
losing,
goes to the Warriors.
He's the reason they didn't beat the Warriors. They were up 3-1, right? They should have been in the finals last year.
Yeah.
So how much of a competitor are you if you have a chance to beat the best team? You are one game away from beating them. Then once you blow it and lose,
you go to
that team. What kind of competitor are you?
Now,
that's whack.
I'll let Chris give your thoughts on what Thomas is saying. Before you do that, though, I just want to let you know that you're really hurting Kyle Vaught when you say these things about Kevin Durant.
That's okay, Kyle.
Thomas, you're going to have to deal with that on Tuesday.
No, but I agree with
Thomas.
Yeah,
he just texted me and said, you're dead to me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kyle.
Sorry.
I'll take your place on perimeter.
I wish we had 10 microphones in the studio sometimes.
Oh, it would go off. No, but I 100% agree with Thomas. And what I really love more than anything is what Westbrook said on Twitter, and he put it out to the fans. He's like, look, I'm not here to boo Durant. We were teammates. I'm going to let the fans boo him, which I thought was absolutely great.
Well,
so props to Westbrook on that one. So I think Thomas is right, though.
Do you think Kevin Durant needs to hire a Floyd Mayweather-esque army of security to come back?
No.
I mean, this is
just
Oklahoma
fans
City.
Being fans. Come
this
on,
is Oklahoma
gonna,
City.
All they're going to do
is New York.
Boo.
I mean, Detroit.
Unless the security is to keep Westbrook away from him.
Yeah, did anybody ever hear of LeBron Hines' security when he went back to Cleveland for the first time after he went to the Heat?
No.
Exactly.
Which he might have needed more, honestly.
I would take LeBron over KD in a fight any day.
I don't want to start that. Who would win in a fight, LeBron
fight
or KD?
Let's get that boxing match going.
Oh, goodness. We're not even going to go there. But, so, can you justify what Kevin Durant's doing at all?
No.
No?
Not really.
Nobody?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right, well, there you have it there. We'll see how that goes tonight for Kevin Durant. Chris, your turn to tee it up.
All right, cool. Let's do this. So I'm going to tee it up with the list of New England Patriots that are refusing to go to the White House for their Super Bowl championship visit. Now, while there are some, like Hightower, who said he skipped in 2014 when Obama was there, he said, I've been there, done that, don't need to do it. Branch visited the White House in 2014. He said, this time I'm just going to hang out with my family, set up right there. But you have people who, like McCourty and Bennett, who are completely doing this for a completely political reason just because they don't agree with who's president. This is probably one of the first times that a championship team has opted players out just because of a person's political platform. Tom Brady opted out in 2014, but that's only because somebody in the White House brought up the Deflategate, which, hey, that's okay. Bring that up. But if you're a professional athlete, yes, you may not agree with a political platform of somebody, but you're also on a platform that you need to man up, stand up, face facts. Hey, Trump's president for 4 years. Man up, get over it. It's time to move on. So McCourty and Bennett, I have no respect for you opting out. for the other four. If you guys honestly have a real reason to do it, like hanging out with family, or you've been there and you've done that, that's okay. But don't opt out because of a political platform.
Well, with everything that's been happening in terms of politics and athletes and everybody else revolting, this really doesn't surprise me that much. I'm trying to look up the statistics on how many athletes have skipped a visit to the White House. I don't know necessarily if this is something that hasn't been a tradition.
Well,
so,
we just saw Jake Arrieta, I believe, who didn't show up for Obama. But I mean, it happens.
Does it really matter?
It's not usually,
why?
It's not usually political. It's not usually because of disagreements.
It's
not
usually.
Not usually. I mean, this is the most that we've seen where somebody just
political platform.
So I agree. Chris made some good points. I think that if you're gonna make a political stand, why not go and try to speak with him, try to make a stand? Like, I don't know.
Kanye West met with President Trump. Steve Harvey met with President Trump. And now
you don't have to agree with the man to meet with him. I mean,
no, use your platform that you have. You have the opportunity to meet the man. Use it to talk to him, try to work things out, how he can better things, how you can better things, instead of
being more divisive.
Being a crybaby and just backing out of it completely.
I think this is promoting more just divisiveness and separation. So why don't we all come together and try to talk and try to figure out a common ground? And I'm not trying to pick a side at all, politically at all. I'm just saying, just go and meet with the guy. Just, you can make a stand while you're there, sure. Maybe say a statement and have a chance to talk while you're there, or do something and lead up when you're leading up to going to the White House, kind of put out videos and press and say all you need to say. But by not going, it just promotes more divisiveness, and it's making this problem a little harder to deal with.
So we have a total of 6 athletes on the Patriots who are allegedly going to skip their visit to the White House. You take a look at athletes that have already snubbed presidents. There's been a lot, actually. The Boston Bruins, Tim Thomas, back when they won the Cup in 2011. Tom Brady did it because of a previously planned family commitment. Manny Ramirez, George W. Bush, skipped that one. James Harrison, twice, 2 different presidents. Michael Jordan has done it. Larry Bird has done it. So, really, we have a long list. Albert Pujols, Greg Biffle, Carl Edwards, Kevin Harvick, Tony Stewart. I don't know why they were invited to the White House, but I guess Obama invited NASCAR drivers in 2011. But so I think this is something all too good. Now, I think they have the right to skip, unfortunately. I mean, they have the right if they want to do that.
Of course they have
now,
the right, yeah,
now,
of course.
Now, here's what I don't like. I just read an article just a couple of moments ago about how Shannon Sharp on Undisputed was urging players to boycott the White House.
Yeah.
That's not the way it should be. That's not the way it should be.
Well, and that's like
you need
with,
to respect players on your team
well,
that do like
it's
President
a good thing
Trump.
Only 5 people or, saw that live. So.
Yeah, exactly.
But
so
that's the thing. Like with Bennett McCourty, like they're going around asking their teammates, don't go.
Yeah. No, like, no. You cannot go. You reserve the right to not go, but I don't think you need to ask players to not go. So
no.
I don't necessarily.
Use your platform. Use it for good. Try to do good and not harm. That's all I got to say.
All right. Spread the love, people.